Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
JC, after 6 months of hibernation, we are back for our picks for week one in the Canadian Football League. Well, I say hibernation. We've been doing a weekly show this whole time. But our picks special, our midweek pick special is back. We're going to be picking games straight up. We're going to be picking games against the spread. And we're inevitably going to convince all 9 fan bases that we hate their team. How excited are you?
Well, I want to take this opportunity to speak directly to all 9 fan bases. And I do hate your team. All of them. All of them simultaneously. I hate them each the most. Let's make this very clear right off the bat, Hodge.
Yes, we don't cheer for anybody. We just cheer against everybody. At least if you read the Twitter replies and the comments, you might actually believe that. But no, we're here to provide what we consider to be honest insight, analysis, and hopefully picks that if you follow, if you decide to trail them, hopefully you'll make some money. Of course, please bet wisely and responsibly over the course of the season, if in fact you choose to do so. JC, we're going to start off with the first matchup of the week. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are 3-point home favorites for the Thursday night season opener against the Ottawa Redblacks, where both teams will be banged up along the offensive line. Drew Brown will have to throw to his new-look receiving core without the protection of center Peter Godber or right tackle Zach Pelias, while Trevor Harris will be relying on rookie Peyton Collins to protect his blind side after a slew of training camp injuries. Who is the better bet to protect their franchise QB?
I definitely think it's the Ottawa Redblacks, and that has less to do with who they have up front as the personnel as it does who they're going against, right? Peyton Collins is going to step in as a rookie at left tackle. That's a tough task any day of the week, but it's especially a tough task, Hodge, when you're going up against Lorenzo Maldon and Bryce Carter as the defensive ends for Ottawa. Those guys can get after the passer against elite offensive tackles, let alone somebody who's going to have a bit of a learning curve with the CFL game. So I think Ottawa is going to be able to disrupt Saskatchewan a little bit. It will be up to Trevor Harris to get the ball out of his hand quickly. But with that added on to the weapons that the Red Blacks already have in their receiving core, which I'm insanely high on, you're talking about Eugene Lewis and Khalil Pimpleton and Justin Hardy, among others, I think the Red Blacks are going to pull an upset here at Mosaic Stadium.
JC, the dogs are always barking in week one in the Canadian Football League. So I am with you on that against the spread. I'm happy to take Ottawa with the points. But straight up, I think that the Saskatchewan Roughriders are going to get it done. Even dating back to the Craig Dickinson era, the Riders have generally started strong. They certainly started off hot last year. And I do think that they're going to be able to take advantage of a young offensive line. You highlighted the injuries off the top here. The Red Blacks are banged up on the offensive line. And I also have some concerns about that secondary. Amari Henderson starting at field halfback. I thought he struggled at times with Saskatchewan last season, got exposed. And that was at field side corner. I think playing field side half, that's more space to cover. And when you've got guys like Kian Schaefer, Baker, Sam Emelis, who are going to be coming at him with the waggle, I am bullish on what the Saskatchewan Roughriders are going to be able to do there. I think this is going to be a dogfight. I think it's going to be relatively high scoring for a season opener. I do not think it's going to be one of the games that you want to turn off early. You are going to want to watch this one to the final whistle. But I think when all is said and done, the Saskatchewan Roughriders are going to win this one in a nail biter. Give me the Riders straight up and the Ottawa Redblacks against the spread.
The Montreal Alouettes will begin the Davis Alexander era as 4-point home favorites against the Toronto Argonauts. The likes of Tyson Philpott and Austin Mack are fully healthy to catch passes from their first-year starter, while Canadian vet Sean Thomas Erlington is expected to get the start in the backfield. Meanwhile, Toronto's franchise pivot Chad Kelly appears unlikely to play despite being cleared for practice this week, leaving Grey Cup MVP Nick Arbuckle as the likely starter. Hodge, can he keep his storybook run going and upset the Owls?
Well, look, you gotta love what Nick Arbuckle was able to accomplish late last season, winning Grey Cup MVP after all the adversity he'd fought through on and off the field. That being said, going into Montreal, a place where the Alouettes almost won the East Final, despite giving up 5 turnovers, I think the Argos are going to be in tough here. And you look at all of their losses along the defensive line, Royce Metier in the secondary. You look at their losses elsewhere, Chad Kelly unlikely to play. I think it's tough to pick the Argonauts to win this one. That being said, as I mentioned in the last segment, the dogs are always barking in week one. Ryan Dinwiddie, for my money, the best coach in the CFL right now. There's a reason why he has won 2 Grey Cups in just 4 seasons at the helm with the Boatmen. I think that on his coaching alone, getting Nick Arbuckle prepped, playing behind a very talented offensive line, some really good weapons at his disposal, some new running backs, of course, in the mix with Kadeem Carey out. I think the Argos can at least keep this close. That being said, at an air horn free Percival Molson Stadium, that's right, there will be no need for earplugs while watching this one, folks, whether you're watching on television or in person. You got to like the Alouettes. No, Davis Alexander didn't have the best preseason, but he's got an excellent supporting cast. I think Austin Mack is going to have a great season. Last year, yeah, struggled coming back from the NFL a little bit, but that defense is basically fully intact from what it was a year ago, and Northrop's defense is always hard-nosed, always swarming to the football, always getting after the passer. I think you have to like what they're going to do on that side of the ball. Give me the Alouettes straight up. I think the Argos might get a sneaky cover.
The rumors of Toronto's demise, I should say, I think were grossly exaggerated over the offseason, but you can't look at that defense and not say that they've gotten a little bit worse in the secondary and a little bit worse up front rushing the passer. So if you're an Argonauts fan right now and you're looking at that Montreal Alouettes offense, I think you're clinging to the hope that they're going to come out slow like they did in that first preseason game where Davis Alexander looked out of sorts and they couldn't really generate anything. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think Davis Alexander is going to come out slinging it, Hodge, in his first start as the franchise quarterback. And with a healthy Tyson Philpott and Austin Mack to throw the ball to, I think he's going deep often. Let's not forget, Tyson Philpott, for the first half of last season, before he got injured, arguably the best receiver in the entire CFL. Certainly from a statistical standpoint, he was on a tear. If he can recapture that glory with a quarterback who, he has openly said, has a stronger arm than Kogi Fajardo does, then this could be an explosive offense. And I think they're going to show that against a weaker Toronto secondary. I don't think the Argos have a chance to cover without Chad Kelly playing in this game. I think it's going to be all Alouettes all day at home.
We did hear from Mack and Philpott here at Three Down Nation this offseason, them saying they think they can have 4 1,000-yard receivers in 2025. If they're going to get there, that's going to have to start on Friday night in La Belle Provence. I'm excited for this one.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely smoothly and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to AeroHit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
The Calgary Stampeders are short home favorites over the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the early game on Saturday as Vernon Adams Jr. takes the reins of the White Horse for the very first time. He'll have to get past a couple of familiar faces, however, as Bo Levi Mitchell leads a potent Tiger Cats offense that now features Kenny Lawler, and Brent Monson has been charged with fixing the Hamilton defense after Calgary fired him this offseason. Did the Stampeders really do enough this offseason to deserve to be opening day favorites?
No, not against the Tiger Cats. I think this team is going to come into McMahon Stadium and beat the boots off the Stampeders. And the reason I say that is I just look at that Calgary defense and I've got way too many questions right now to trust that they're going to be able to stop a receiving core that'll have Kenny Lawler, that'll have Shamar Bridges, that'll have Tim White and others catching the ball from Bo Levi Mitchell, who threw for over 5,000 yards last year and looked like he was an MOP just like he was back with the Calgary Stampeders. I think this is going to be a mismatch there until proven otherwise. There's going to be multiple rookies probably starting in that secondary. We don't know what those linebackers are going to look like. And frankly, with the exception of Florinaro Malagi, who might be the best defensive end in the CFL, they've got very little else on that defensive line right now. So I don't trust the Stamps to be able to stop the Tiger Cats, and I think Hamilton will take this one.
I'm with you, JC. I'm happy to take the Tiger Cats in this one and get a point or two on that spread. I think that both of these teams are going to be able to score points in 2025, but I think the Tiger Cats, after a poor season defensively a year ago, are going to be able to turn up the heat a little bit. Tywin Garbutt coming over from Winnipeg, I think there's a little more juice in his game that he's going to be able to flash in Steel Town. I think you have to be high on Devin Varisuk, the second overall pick in this year's draft, an absolute athletic freak who's going to be able to cover sideline to sideline when he is playing on defense. And then you've also got in the secondary, Deshaun Amos, a guy who has played under Brent Monson before in Calgary and has played alongside Jamal Peters. This is not going to be a guy who needs time to gel and get used to his teammates. He already knows the system. He already knows who he's playing around. And I think that on that defensive backfield, you had a healthy Reggie Stubblefield coming over to Montreal. This is an improved Tiger Cats secondary. I still have some questions about the field side of that secondary, but the boundary, I think, is right there with anybody's in the CFL. And then you add in the fact that the Tiger Cats rock solid on special teams. Mark Leggio, I thought, quietly had a very nice season in 2024. I'm more than happy to take the Hamilton Tiger Cats to go into Calgary and come away with the win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout win, but I do think it's going to be a high scoring game. So make sure you get your butt in front of your television set for Saturday's first game. Yeah, these teams didn't go to the playoffs in 2024, but I think this is going to be a fun one to watch, and I certainly hope they prove me right.
The BC Lions are favored by 5.5 points over the Edmonton Elks and Saturday night, making them the highest favorites of the week. That Snoop Dogg pun was intended, by the way, Hodge. A projected crowd of 50,000 plus is expected to be on hand at BC Place to watch the aforementioned rap icon perform before Buck Pierce and Mark Killam make their respective debuts as CFL head coaches. This game will also feature two Canadian quarterbacks with a lot to prove in Nathan Rourke and Trey Ford. Which Canuck QB with a rookie HC comes out on top?
I think you got to give it to the BC Lions, right? Having such a huge crowd on hand is such a shot in the arm. The BC Lions have never lost a concert kickoff game. I know, JC, you've been there in person covering these games. And I think that momentum is going to spill out over into 2025. That being said, this is a new Edmonton Elks team. I think the Elks are going to bring it in 2025, just like Mark Killam said on a video conference, where he may have also added an expletive that I won't repeat, to him saying he's going to bring it in Edmonton. Trey Ford, lightning quarterback, that offensive line, arguably the best of the CFL. He's got a ton of weapons. Defensively, they've brought in essentially the entire starting defensive line of the Toronto Argonauts over, a unit we know is very good, a Grey Cup caliber unit. They won the Grey Cup in that very building not 7 months ago. Defensively, in the backfield, I think this team is far improved, and I think they're also better than they have been on special teams in recent years. So I like the Elks. I like what they've been doing. I just don't think, with all the pomp and circumstance that goes into this game with the huge crowd, that they're going to do enough to get the win. I do think they're going to do enough to keep it close. Give me the BC Lions straight up, the Edmonton Elks against the spread.
I fully believe that this is going to be a statement game by Nathan Rourke. We saw him against this very same Edmonton Elks defense to end the preseason. They had all their starters on the field. He went a perfect 8-for-8 in a quarter of action. I think he can do similar miracles in this game. It's going to be his resurgence, but I do not trust this BC Lions defense right now, and they looked really bad to start the game against Trey Ford and that Edmonton offense, which I'm not quite as high on. I think this has the potential, Hodge, to be a real big shootout in front of that roaring 50,000 plus crowd. Hopefully it will engage them to stay for the entire game. I still think BC is going to come up out on top because they have the better quarterback and they have the better offensive weapons, but I imagine that the Elks are going to cover this game, and that's what the Lions would like, ideally, to have a tight finish in this one and make sure that all those people who came to see Snoop Dogg are coming back for the rest of the season. So it works out for everyone.
Yeah, I have questions about the offensive line in front of Nathan Rourke. A lot of that is injury-related. David Foucault suffering a suspected fractured leg during the preseason. Anu Una, the team's former first-round pick, will be out to start the season as well. I also don't love this BC Lions receiving corps. Yes, Justin McInnes is elite. We all know that. But outside of that, I was looking for some Americans to step up. Maybe Jermaine Jackson is that guy who's supposed to be in that return role. I thought he looked incredible on some of those cuts he was making, getting separation downfield in his route running. That being said, I think Nathan Rourke is the trump card here. The last time he had a full offseason to prepare in the Canadian Football League, his half season was the best we've seen from any quarterback this century, on pace for 6,000 yards, over 50 touchdown passes. I think that Nathan Rourke, if he's able to do that, and I suspect he will, he'll have to prove it, but I suspect he will, he can will this team to 30 points a game, night in, night out, almost regardless of who's around him. And that is why this battle of not just two Canadian quarterbacks, but to two extremely talented quarterbacks is going to be must watch for CFL fans in week one. As always, for JC Abbott, I'm John Hodge. Thank you for joining us for our weekly picks. We'll be back on Monday for the regular episode of the Three Down Nation podcast alongside Justin Dunk. Be sure to rate, like, subscribe, and hopefully you go 4-0 on your picks this week. If you follow ours, you might. You might also go 0-4. Week one in the CFL is kind of chaotic, but we'll see. One way to find out. Enjoy the games, folks. We'll see you next time.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely smoothly and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to AeroHit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.